Over decades, my students have written many essays detailing results of getting between young animals and their mamas. Mothers aren't only tender, they're tough when necessary, and one look at a mama cow with her calf clearly states, you don't want to mess with her baby. Years ago, a family of fledgling wrens reminded me how moms fuss over their babies and that I should stay out of their business. After a long-awaited rainstorm, I explored my yard to see how plants were growing under the unusual wet conditions. Until the downpour, our section of the creek had dried to cracked, scabby earth, and our buffalo grass had shriveled and crisped into crunchy curls. I was more interested in how a creekside grapevine was handling the moisture. While I counted purpling clusters and imagined jars of wild grape jelly, a rising crescendo disturbed my thoughts. Because we have a wren family living off the back porch, I recognized the shirring sounds. However, I'd never heard so many little birds in an uproar at one time. Evidently, I'd interrupted a mother and her fledglings as she taught them to find their own dinner. Not 6 feet behind me was a rotten log loaded with insects to feed her and her babies. I interfered not only with her lesson, but also with quality dining. Not meaning to threaten them, I quietly turned to watch this wary protectress with her offspring. Apparently, my statue-like presence still created a menace because she reprimanded even more intently. Like children I've seen at a grocery store's candy counter turning their backs to ignore scolding parents, these juvenile wrens did exactly that. They looked at Mom and at me. Then they returned to devouring crunchy bugs. This drove Mrs. Wren nuts. She dramatically flitted back and forth. If wrens can fling heads and wings, she did. With each dart, her tone intensified an octave. I may not have spoken her language, but I clearly understood her meaning. Finally, all but one of the babies reluctantly left the dinner table to fly to shelter. I couldn't see them, but I could hear Mom and fledgling's raucous comments. Nobody in that tree was happy. That left one little wren on the log. Like most families that have a child who marches to its own drummer, this little fellow wasn't a bit concerned at Mama's and siblings' fussing. Despite louder warnings, the youngster didn't give its guardian a second look. I knew how Mama Wren felt since we've raised kids. As our daughters moved into adulthood, I found myself apologizing to my mother as well as thanking her for her patience and care. It's no easy task letting children go, especially those with independent spirits. Finally, my heart couldn't take that mother's frantic cries any longer. Since her baby refused to mind her, I left, removing the imagined peril. As I walked away, I recalled my own mom's wish for me and thought, I hope that baby wren has a young one just like it. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.